Blog Talk Radio.
Live under daddy's roof, you follow mama's rules. Gotta be a good little girl. Once you hit 18, the light turns green. Wanna get wild on the world. Her and her friends are getting mad. Got their own party pad. Everybody's saying, hell yeah. Come on, come on, it's on. It's off the chain. Crazy, insane. Hillbilly party with the whole damn gang. Flipping out of the news. Cutting loose. Raising all kinds of cane. Brother, it's off the chain. Cranked out in the yard. There's a whole nother bunch drinking moonshine punch. They get a little louder by the jar. Sweet little innocent child. Got them all going wild. You can hear them for a country mile. Finally singing the wrong damn song. And it's off the chain. Crazy, insane. Hillbilly party with the whole damn gang. Slipping out of the news. Cutting loose. Raising all kinds of cane. Brother, it's off the chain.
This is Officer Joe Friday, responding to the 415 at 34 Brickyard Road. We've also got a 390 and a 314. We've seen parties before, but this ain't nothing like we've ever seen.
It's off the chain, crazy, insane. Hillbilly party with the whole damn gang. Slipping out of the news, cutting loose. Raising all kinds of cane. It's off the chain, crazy, insane. A hillbilly party with the whole damn gang. Slipping out of the news, cutting loose. Raising all kinds of cane. Brother, it's off the chain. Brother, it's off the chain.
My friend, the music guy, Christopher Plain, turned me on to that song. He said, Yvonne, I heard it, and it was so you. Welcome to the show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday night. It's Off the Chain. I'm your host, Yvonne Mason, and we are ready for a rockin' hour. I am so excited to have this author with us tonight, but we will get to him shortly. I want to say thank you. I know. All of y'all just say, Yvonne, would you stop with the thank yous? No, I won't. And the reason is because I am so grateful. Y'all just don't know. This radio show was a 5-year dream. And it is especially now that I can no longer do events because, as most of you know, my husband is very, very ill. And the only way that I can stay out there is to do this show. I say it's not my show because y'all own it. Y'all the guests, y'all the listeners, y'all own this show. It is your show. Today we reached 128,197 listeners. You put that with all the podcasts that we show up on now, which is iTunes and YouTube and FM.com and TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Podcast.com, Spreaker, SoundCloud, MixCloud, Podcast Garden, iHeartRadio, Reverb Nation. We're at 200,000 listeners and over 200 countries. We have almost covered up South America and listeners. And on this show, just here on Blog Talk Radio, God love you, Australia. Sending you hugs and kisses via my flying monkeys. They are our biggest listening base. They have been so loyal since the beginning of this show. And we are in our second year, ladies and gentlemen. And Australia is to be our biggest listening base at 90-plus percent. With that being said, I have to give a plug to a band that is from Australia called the Teskey Brothers. These guys are magnificent. If you've never heard them, after the show, go look them up. They sound like they should be in the Delta, or they should be down on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, because they can sing the blues like nobody else. They are absolutely marvelous. So check them out. And Australia, I love you. Thank you. Now, I know y'all are saying, Yvonne, we want to get on the show. Okay, there's two ways you can get on the show. One, come on as a guest, whether you're an artist, an author, or a musician, a political person, have a passion, a cause, or you just want to talk for an hour. I'll do it. I don't mind. Contact me at offthechainradio@yahoo.com. But understand, I'm already booking shows for January. December is just about filled. I only have one or two slots. Month, you know, it's a silly season. So we're already rolling into 2019, which is absolutely amazing. But that being said, you can get on the show a different way. You can become a sponsor for the show for $10 a month. I will run your ad either as an MP3 format, or send me it word form, and I'll do the ad myself for $10 a month. I don't want to get rich on this. I want you all to get exposure, to be heard in all these 200-plus countries. And with that being said, I have to tell you, author Diane Mote, who has been on this show, and I've been running her head for a couple of months now, her books went to number one in Australia, and I firmly believe it was because of this ad. She writes the Sam Holden series, and the first in the series is called Dog Gone, and the second in the series is called Dog Fight. Wherever a helpless animal whimpers in the dark and wherever she goes to protect said animal, she'll be there, and she's not giving up anytime soon. So you have been duly warned. When Sam Holden receives a tip about a brutal dogfighting ring, she embarks on one of her most dangerous acts of vigilantism yet. The monster, known as the puppeteer, circles Sam's world while she unknowingly circles his. And while they chase each other, is this going to put those that Sam loves the most in harm's way in order to break up the ring? With time running out and animals in need, the dangerous life Sam's created begins to eclipse any other life she could ever leave. That's author Diane Mote on Amazon Kindle, Dog Gone and Dog Fight. The second sponsor that we have, who has been marvelous, she's also been on the show. Her name is J. Traveler Pelton. And she is the author of the Oberlin Trilogy, with the first of the series being The Infant Conspiracy. In 2018, the Oberlin family, the parents, Noel and Violet, along with their children, are very close-knit in more ways than one. You see, they all work in the family firm. The children are supposed to take over the firm after the brothers return from their hitch with Uncle Sam so the parents can retire. But as things happen, things go south real fast when a savage virus is turned loose on an unsuspecting public. Join the Oberlins as they set out to make the world a safer place. That's J. Traveler Pelton, The Infant Conspiracy, the first in the Oberlin Trilogy, also on Amazon. The third sponsor, John Isaac Jones. He also has been on this show, and he wrote this neat little short story book that can only be found on Amazon Kindle. It's called Alabama Stories, and the the book is entertaining, it's educational, it's a fun little read, because he writes the stories through the eyes of a 12-year-old boy in rural Alabama, and I have been in the area, so it's all very real to me. I can see it all in my mind's eye. So check him out, John Isaac Jones, Alabama Stories. Now that we've got all the housekeeping out of the way, I want to welcome my guest tonight, who had been slated to be on the show way back when my husband tried to leave us and I walked through heaven and hell and raised a little bit of Cain and kept him with me for a while because he promised me 30 years and he's only 13 years into that 30-year sentence, so he's still got quite a ways to go, like 17 years worth. So, yeah, we're keeping him around a while. But this gentleman, who is an author, he doesn't live that far from me. He lives about an hour up the road from me. His name is Robert Thompson, and he is a self-published author, and he published his first crime drama paperback, The Adam Crisone Adventure Chronicles, available to buy on Amazon. And he also has written another book called Past Living, which is a sci-fi travel romantic thriller. We will be talking about that. He's lived in Florida for 45 years, and he hails from Baltimore, Maryland, one of my favorite cities. He's married to his beautiful wife, Kimberly, has his own writing business, and in his spare time, he reads sci-fi, fantasy, action, adventure. See, I can't talk tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Action, adventure, and crime drama stories. So he had me from Crime Drama Stories. Robert, welcome to the show, and thank you for your patience.
Hello. How are you doing tonight?
I am good. So let's
so
just
am I.
Let's just jump right in with both feet. Let's step way back into history. Was writing something that you wanted to do, was it part of your planned journey, or was it something that you came to realize that you had to do in order to keep yourself sane?
Well, what got me into writing was reading. At age 10, I started to read books because I grew up with a speech impediment, and sometimes I couldn't get my words out, but one day I realized that reading was a wonderful little metaphor. Hello?
You are absolutely right.
Yes.
When you found yourself reading, did you find that your brain slowed down, because we know that a speech impediment is nothing but the brain short-circuiting. You heard me screw up your intro because my brain decided to take a vacation. I don't know where it went, but fortunately it came back for the time being. But did you find your brain slowing down so that the words didn't tumble out like a bunch of mini balls, that they were formed and articulated, and it was easier to speak?
Yeah, it was. Yes, it was very much.
All right, let's step further back in history, because you know the show reaches a lot of people, and I am an anti-bullying freak. I can't stand anybody, man, woman, child, animal, to be bullied because of a flaw, because we're all flawed, as I told you. Sometimes I can't speak either, and I've learned to laugh at myself, but I see people can be very cruel about that which they don't understand.
Tell me about it.
So there I go again. Growing up, were you bullied because you had a uniqueness about you? And I don't call it a handicap, but your uniqueness is your brain goes so fast that sometimes the words just don't come out right.
I had a problem. I was bullied a lot. I had a crazy childhood.
Do you feel like talking about it a little bit?
I'm 51. I can talk about it. I don't mind.
Okay. So How was your child? Because again, we reach a lot of people, and people want to know about you because you're the brand. Your books are just the product, and they want to understand about Robert, who you are, why you are, and why you do what you do. So, how was your childhood crazy?
I was pretty shy. I didn't open up. Well, I didn't open up a lot as a child because I thought people were out to get me, and people didn't understand me because as I was growing up, I started reading TV guides and all sorts of things, and I felt different, really, from the other children. So sometimes I kept to myself, and I kind of isolated myself a little bit as I was growing up, as a child.
Why did you feel different? And again, this is educational for other people because at some point we all feel different. Sometimes I'm lonely in a crowd and I have to stop and think, Yvonne, it's you, it's not them. Because I don't think that, like you, I don't think people understand me for the most part. And as I've gotten older, I've gotten where I really don't care. Sometimes I don't understand myself. But how did you feel different from the other children? Was the uniqueness about you, was the speech impediment a hindrance? Did you feel like that the kids made fun of you? Or did you just feel like they didn't understand Robert?
Well, kids didn't understand me because I used to stutter a lot. They would make fun of it, and it really hurt my feelings. I really didn't like it. And it made me want to get away from people and stay home more. And then I just isolated myself to protect myself.
Well, let me ask you this. In the end result of that, would it be fair to say that you did yourself more harm trying to protect yourself because you could not work on the speech impediment and talk with people and learn how to control it because you were so afraid of the bullying, which, as you know, I detest bullying. We all are flawed. Every one of us are flawed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at me. I can't even carry on a conversation sometimes. But
we're all human. We're all something.
We are all something, and we're all worthwhile, and we all have something to contribute. And I think many times, or not many times, because bullying comes in all forms and for all reasons, but one of the things that I have learned in my lifetime is the reason that children bully other children is they don't understand. And we always are afraid of that which we don't understand. If one of the children had taken time to let you articulate your words, to form your thoughts, and to articulate them in whatever time it took you to articulate them, that would have helped you and helped them.
Yeah. I agree.
So, ladies and gentlemen, understand, my husband and I have a very good friend, and he also has a speech impediment. He stutters. And when someone stutters, it could be a short circuit in the brain. It could be from a traumatic brain injury. It could be from PTSD. Or it could be like me, that my brain runs like a rat in a wheel, and it gets going so fast, and when I get tired, it goes on shutdown. It says, hey, stupid, I'm not playing with you anymore. And I cannot articulate my words. So I have learned how to do sign language. And those that love me and understand me, they translate. It gets hysterical around here sometimes because I'm drawing pictures in the air. But I have learned that it's, you know, I'm okay. I'm enough. I'm okay the way I am. And I hope as you've gotten older, and as you have learned that people are just people, that you're okay. You're perfect just the way you are.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, let me ask you this. Let's go back to reading as a child. When you read, did you read out loud? Did you read to yourself? in order to practice your speech so that you could get the impediment under control. So to help someone else in case they say, well, you know, I have this uniqueness, how can I work on it?
Well, the one thing is I read to myself, and I would try to figure the words out, and it kind of worked out. The more I read, the more flow I got of what I was reading. I would read anything like a child's book or a novel or a TV guide, and the reading just came to me. I just really enjoyed reading. It helped me out, and the more I was reading, the more articulate I got.
Perfect. And like you, I read anything I get my hands on, dictionaries, encyclopedias.
I'm always reading something.
Internet, anything. And words are powerful. Would you not agree?
Yes.
Now, you are originally from Baltimore. It's one of the most beautiful cities in the United States.
Yes, I am.
What made you come all the way down south?
It was my mother. My mother was a single parent at the time.
Ah. And she moved to Florida to get work?
She wanted to start a new life with me and my brother.
Aha. That makes perfect sense. So what better place to start a new life than paradise?
Yeah, I've been in Florida for 46 years, and I love it.
Me too. I've been down here for 13, and I don't. As much as I love Georgia, that's where I'm from. That's where I was born. I was raised. I can't live there full time anymore because it gets too cold.
Fine. I like that.
I can't stand the cold, so I live in paradise.
Yeah, I've been here for a very long time.
Yes, ladies, we're going to take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to come back and talk to Robert some more. And we are going, and I've got some announcements to make. So if you will bear with us, we will be right here at Off the Chain. I'm your host, Yvonne Mason, with my guest, author Robert Thompson, and he has some exciting books.
Do you have cougars on your porch swing? Are horses your new best friend? Do your nicest shoes get buried knee-deep in snow as your toes turn blue? Are you bothered by wolves at your woodpile? No, not that kind of wolf. Join wildlife artist and author Nancy Quinn and her family as they discover an exciting new life in Go West, Young Woman. A true Montana adventure. Available online and in bookstores. Or visit QuinnWildlifeArt.com for a personalized signed copy. Critics agree, it's a hoot.
Horses See Ghosts by Gannat Wise. Tommy Chong once said, "When you hit a groove, it's not you. It's the spirit world." Thanks, spirit world. For Horses See Ghosts. Amazon. Horses See Ghosts.
A struggling city, its beloved baseball team, an antique camera, and photos from that camera that bear an image from the pit of hell, an entity only a select few can see. Journalism professor Buddy Cullen is determined to track this demon down. But who is the hunter and who is the prey? And who will be the next target of mankind's mortal foe? Mortal Foe, available at Amazon.com.
Hi, this is Winona
and Jade inviting you to join us
and our wonderful guests on the End I Thought Women's Cave podcast
on Blog Talk Radio to learn more about our books, the And I Thought series, and
the Misfit Guides. They're available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com.
Or just to see what your ladies are up to, you can find all of that out on www.andwethought.com.
So peace and love from Winona
and Jade and our books.
Girl,
you're so silly. You silly. Remember, did you like that? That's funny.
Remember to visit us at andwethought.com.
The year, 1888. The place, London's East End. Dead and mutilated bodies are popping up all over, from Stamford to Whitechapel. Jack the Ripper is leaving his mark, and the city's on edge. Yvonne Mason is back with a tale of murder and millinery. The Rhodes Hat Factory is booming while the body count rises. Why now? How are these hats connected? Has the Hatter gone mad? Mad Hatter, Yvonne Mason. Available now on Amazon.com.
And we are back with Off the Chain. I'm your host, Yvonne Mason, with my guest, author Robert Thompson. And yes, that was a piece of shameless promotion. The reason being, the Mad Hatter is going into audio production. And I have to say, the gentleman that is doing the audio book is absolutely magnificent. He is from London. He knows the East End of London. And I have given him literary license to make any corrections that I screwed up, because I'm not from that area. But it should be out before the end of the year. I'm so excited. And also, ladies and gentlemen, my short story, Blood Alley, has gone into another bit of production. Colin Martin with the Satanic Players Society, they are going to be performing that little short story on their online show, the Satanic Player Society. As soon as I get the information, I will let you know. I am so excited about that. So with that, we will return to our guest tonight, author Robert Thompson, who is sitting down with us for the first time, and I am so grateful for his patience. Robert, before we went to break, we were talking about you and moving to Florida and living in Florida. What did you do before you became a writer? What was your field of employment?
My field of employment was working in fast food restaurants, jobs, fast food. I worked in, eventually I became a writer at 15. I started writing short stories.
Really? Do tell.
I started writing when I was 15. My reading that I've been doing, like I told you before, totally before the break, all the reading developed into writing, and I started to have this writing short stories on notebook paper. This is before the computer age. This is the writing on notebook paper thing, and the old typewriters, and using the old electric typewriter, and I was writing on paper stories all the time. I was just writing out stories every day.
And when did, I know that you haven't been published that long, when did you first become published?
I got published in 2017.
So, ladies and gentlemen, he is indeed a newbie, and we are so grateful that he did put his work out there for people to read, because he has some interesting stories. The one that you just put out, the Adam Crisone.
Adam Crisone Adventure Chronicles.
Yes, thank you. See, my brain just went stupid there for a minute. I have
that
it written
happens.
Down. I can't even read my own writing.
We're all human.
Tell me about that book, because I pulled it up, and I know it's a collection of short stories, correct?
Yes, it is. It's a bunch of it's from a series. It's a bunch of crimes. It's all about a crime victim who becomes a private investigator, and it's the 17 short stories that take place in South Florida, because I used to live in South Florida when I grew up in South Florida, so that's where I got the basis to set a crime series. And number one is I watch a lot of Forensic Files on HLN, and that's where I got the ideas.
Nice. So
I watch a lot of crime shows. I read crime books. I watch Forensic all the time. I grew up watching CSI, CSI Miami, all sorts of crime shows, and I based it on the crimes, and I put my spin on it.
Well done. So the main character's name is Adam?
Adam Crisone, and he's an older character in it. He's 67.
Oh, really?
He's 67, 68, and he's married with a wife, and his wife is a prosecutor, attorney.
And I'm sure they get into all kinds of adventures, or misadventures, as the case may be.
Yes, they do. They're a married couple that work on cases. She gets to prosecute the cases in which they work on.
I know you watch a lot of crime shows, but do you do a lot of research since that is one of the things that you love? Do you find yourself doing a lot of research as you're writing your stories?
Yeah, I found, for one thing, for research, I found your story about the Florida killer very interesting. I've been reading that.
Which one?
On Schaefer. I've been reading the Schaefer book.
Oh, my goodness. I did not know that. Thank you.
I love it. So far, I've got a little deep into it. It's a very interesting book. It's a truly magnificent book.
Robert, you just gave me chills. Ladies and gentlemen, the book that Robert is talking about is called Silent Scream. I've been on television four times with that book, and it is about the victims of Florida's first serial killer, Gerard Schaefer. Now, my husband is the one that helped prosecute. He was the lead investigator on that case. And he and Bob Stone, a friend of his, prosecuted that case. So
wow.
as you get in the book, you will see his picture. His name is Jack Sewell. So that book has him in it.
Wow.
It's because of him I wrote that book.
I love the book. I think it's wonderful. So far, I'm learning about this Schaefer guy. He's an interesting killer. It's just his background. I'm getting into his background a little bit, and it's so hard. I can't even drop it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's when I write true crime, I don't write
a vanilla.
I love true crime. Well, I don't write vanilla. When you get into that book, you're going to get the nitty-gritty, all the horror and everything those girls went through, because if it's written vanilla, people can't feel even a tenth of the pain those girls felt. So you are going to get an education, my friend.
I love it. I love true crime novels. I'm always downloading ebooks on true crime, and all the time I downloaded your book on ebook, and I'm always downloading true crime because true crime is fascinating. Where do you get these ideas and why these people commit these crimes is beyond me.
They're evil. They are so evil. That is my background. My background is criminal justice with a side on serial killers, because serial killers, their mind fascinates me, because someone that just goes out and does a drive-by shooting, it's more like a spur-of-the-moment thing. You have the thought, you go to it. But serial killers plan their crimes, and they practice their crimes, and they become perfectionists at their crimes. And I got interested in them way back when I studied Jack the Ripper years and years and years ago when I was a kid. So, Robert, you made my night, my friend. Thank you.
I really enjoyed it. I started reading it the other day. I have it on my Kindle.
Well, you know, there's another one that I wrote that took place here. I've written three of them, but there's another one that took place here in Fort Pierce. that's called The Last Rites. And it is also a true crime.
Wow. Good stuff,
and
good stuff.
There's also Justice for Cindy that took place in Oregon. And I also wrote that one. So when you get time and you feel like it, download those. And they also are very, very brutal. But you will find, and the thing is, Robert, the girl in The Last Rites, she was from Melbourne and Cocoa Beach.
Wow.
So, yeah, you'll find a lot of places that you know about when you read that book. It will be very familiar to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, we learn all kinds of things on this show, ladies and gentlemen. You just don't
have
any while we come.
Yeah, this is interesting tonight. It's interesting so far. And it's one thing is I just love true crime. I think people who write this stuff, it's just like I have a Kindle and I'm always reading my Kindle all the time. I have like 6 pages of books totally downloaded onto my Kindle already.
Oh, my word. Bless your heart.
I'm always reading.
And that is good because that expands your mind. And as an author, it is good for you to read the things that you write about because it helps you become a better writer.
Yeah. And I thought your crime story on Schaefer, he's an interesting person. So far I got into the part where he's developing this stuff and he's crazy. I think that serial killers are fascinating.
Yes, they are very fascinating. Their minds
and
are
his mind is very sick. He's a sick man.
a very evil man. Now, let me ask you this. You also write science fiction. And
yes.
On the interview you did with Garrett Parminster, a mutual friend of ours, on Hanging with Webb, love those people. You
Me
were
too.
Talking about a book called Past Living. It's a twisted tale of a sci-fi murder mystery. Please tell me about that.
It is a work in progress. It still needs work and needs funding. I'm working on funding for it right now. It's about a guy who travels back in time to save his girlfriend from being killed.
Mm.
It's like trying to find a killer in the past.
Before he commits the murder?
Yeah. It's a murder mystery, actually. It's actually something that I'm looking at right now, but it still needs work. I have to do a lot of formatting. The writing process is unbelievable these days and everything. But hopefully I want to get it out sometime this year before the end of the year or something like that. I want to get that out.
Yeah, you should, because sci-fi murder mysteries are the thing now. People love to read sci-fi. When you add that twist to it, it just adds another dimension.
Yeah. That's why I wrote it, because I there's something about I'm dedicating it to my wife when I'm done.
Well done. Also, I heard, I might be having another one of those brain farts, but you said your favorite story was Visitor Risk Takers. That's also another sci-fi, correct?
Yeah, I want to give an update. That book is out of print on Amazon right now. For some reason, I took it off because, but the readers can get Visitor Risk Takers in an ebook on the Kindle. If readers are interested in Visitor Risk Takers, it is on Amazon in the Kindle store. It's out of print and paperback. The only copies I have is the ones I have that I will be selling at the book fair.
And speaking of the book fair, tell the folks when that's going to be and where it's going to be.
Okay, this is for anyone who lives in Brevard County. It's going to be on the 28th of July at the West Melbourne Public Library from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. And I'm going to be there. And as I said, my visitor risk taker is out of print on Amazon. It's only available on ebook now. So visitor risk takers is now available on ebook on Amazon. And it's a nice book fair with Valerie and my friends, and you get to meet the author, and it's something fun. Book fairs, it's like summer reading. Everybody's doing things, and I just want to get out there and meet some readers, because I have a great readership and everything. So the book fair is going to be at a nice library location, which I'm looking forward to very much, in 8 days.
Yeah, it is in 8 days. Wow. Gee, I don't know where this month has gone. Okay, let's talk about Dangerous Rivalries. What is that one about?
That's an ebook series that I wrote. It's on ebook Amazon. It's the origins of Adam Crisone. It's in 4 segments. It's on the Kindle ebook.
And would it be fair to call it a prelude to the current book?
Yes, it is, because you have to understand that to understand the book, because the Adam Crisone Adventure Chronicles is the continuing. I have mostly the Adam Crisones in ebooks, because I started out on Amazon as a ebook author, and then I went into print later on.
Now, if someone were to read the Adam Crisone Adventure Chronicles first and then went back and picked up Dangerous Rivalries, see, I can't talk. Dangerous Rivalries, would it confuse them?
It won't confuse them. This is pretty straightforward. The Adam Crisone Adventure Chronicles is tell the stories, and you get to learn about the e-books. It's not confusing. The readers can read it straight away, but they can also look at my e-books that I did on Adam Crisone. They can look at those too, just to enjoy it.
Now, what, other than Past Living, which you're working on, what else have you got dancing around in your head? Because as an author, I know that you've got more than one book dancing around in your head just fighting to get out. What else have you got coming down the road?
Well, I just completed a rough draft of Justice Blues, a crime thriller that I wrote. It's going to be on ebook. It's called Justice Blues, J-U-S-T-I-C-E E-L-U-E-S, Justice Blues. It's an interesting story about a criminal that gets away with murder.
Ooh.
It hasn't been edited, but I plan to return to editing soon. I'm just sitting on it for a few weeks. Sometimes after a writer finishes a rough draft, they just don't touch it for a couple weeks.
Tell me about it. I have done that many times, because what happens is, and I don't know if this happens to you or not, but it happens to me. Once I finish the first draft, if I go back immediately and start messing with it, I screw it up. I just have to sort of let it sit there and simmer, and let the characters decide what I need to take out, what I need to add, what I need to flesh out, and then go back and work on it some more.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. But I have something in the works, and I'm going to put that on ebook. It's a novelette.
So when you go to the event in Melbourne, you're going to let folks know that they can also download your books off of Kindle. I love Kindle. I'm going to tell you, My husband, since he can't read anymore because he's going blind, our Kindle has been like a lifeline to him, because downloading audio books like crazy, because he
me
loves
too,
them.
Me too, me too, me too. I'm always downloading books.
Do you, now I know you read sci-fi, you read crime books. What other books do you read for pleasure and then to get ideas from to write for?
I read Doctor Who and Star Trek novels.
Ooh.
I'm a big Whovian. I've been a Doctor Who fans ever since I was 13 years old.
Has he been around that long?
I'm a Doctor Who fan, live and breathe. I grew up on Doctor Who as a teenager, as a preteen.
I didn't know that Doctor Who had been around that
He's
many
still
years.
Around. Yeah, Doctor Who is still here in America and around the world. I've been a fan of the Star Trek and the Doctor Who novels. That's where I get the sci-fi ideas. That's where I read, because I grew up reading Star Trek novels and Doctor Who novels, and I'm always reading a book. I'm constantly reading things and watching, and the world influences and all sorts of things.
When you are immersed in reading, I find myself, and this is horrible, I find myself mentally editing the book. Do you do that?
Never.
Oh, I do. I can't help it. Because I see things, they need to rewrite this. I'm terrible.
Everybody's human, you know.
Well, it's the OCD that kicks in. I'm going, they could have reworded this. And then when I'm doing my own and I think I've edited it right and I send it off to my editor and she calls me up and she says, Yvonne, did you mean to write this way? And I said, what way? And she'll read it to me. I said, I didn't write that there. She said, yes, you did. Because
yeah.
What happens is I transfer letters. I'm thinking I'm spelling it the right way, and in my mind I am, but when by the time the thought process gets to my fingers, I haven't spelt it right at all.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself doing that?
Well, in writing, yes, definitely sometimes. Sometimes. Not really much, but once I'm editing and working on things, I just what the final copy is what the final copy is. I just see as it is, and I just did the best I could.
Well, tell me this. Who are your biggest fans? Is it the younger crowd? Is it a mix? Is it an older crowd? Because I know sci-fi has its own market.
Yeah, sci-fi does have its own market. Yeah, I usually appeal to all ages with my stuff, not the kid stuff, not the kid level, but the adult stuff. I'm mostly into adult writing, but I do converge into young adult really sometimes.
Have you ever thought about writing a young adult novel?
Well, actually, I did something a few months back. I did write a young adult ebook story.
And what was that about?
Journey. It was a coming of age story about a 15-year-old boy and a girl that meet in high school and fall in love. But it's pretty decent. It's a young adult. It's called Writing Journey. Writing Journey. It's an Amazon ebook that I wrote. That I wrote for Amazon. It's on there. It's in the. It is available if anyone wants to read it.
Let's see if I can pull it up. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
because we do have a lot of young people that listen to this show. And
really?
I know that, yeah, we have a great dynamic of people from all walks of life that mm-hmm. listen to this show. So if you write for young adult, then that will give you yet another avenue.
It was my first dabble. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
Seeing if I can find it. I'm not having good luck with it. What's the name of it?
Writing Journey. WRITING Journey. It is a Kindle Store ebook. I started out writing ebooks. And I love Amazon very much.
Yes, they're very good. There it is. Writing
I work
Journey.
With them. Yes, that's it.
It's a 1980s young adult high school drama short story set in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, about a 15-year-old boy and a 15-year-old girl who meet and fall in love in the beginning of their high school life. Well done.
I did. Just something I wanted to do. I was in love with a girl in high school, and it kind of reflected on me, so I wrote something about it.
Well done.
It's interesting.
Yes.
I've got everything.
You are a well-rounded author, Robert. I'm going to tell you. Well,
thank you.
You are not going to believe this, my friend, but we are getting to the end of our hour. What I need for you to do is tell the folks where you can be found and where, and we know your books can be found on Kindle, but tell the folks where you can be found.
Okay. Where do I start? Where do I start here? I like to say, go out and purchase the Adam Crisone Adventure Chronicles on Amazon.com. It's in paperback and it is on ebook. And Dangerous Rivalries is also on the Adam Crisone Adventures is also on ebook too in the Kindle and on the Amazon the Kindle store.
And you are going to be in Melbourne.
West Melbourne on July 28th at the Summer Sign and Sell the Book Fair. I will be there.
So, ladies and gentlemen, go and check Robert out and get his books because he is an independent author and we all support each other. And he's a newbie in this. He hadn't been out very long. So download his books. Check him out on Facebook. He's on Facebook under Robert Thompson. And he will be at the West Melbourne Library in 8 days. There's a big event that's going on up there with a group of friends of mine. I cannot talk, Robert. I'm losing it here. And check all these folks out. As
yes,
all of you
check
know,
them out, including me. Including
exactly.
me and check them out, too.
That, too. Check. Be
I'm
sure
spreading
check
the
Robert
word
out.
About it. I'm spreading the word about it.
Yep, you are. Indeed, you are. He's worked very hard to get himself out there, and he is a brand new writer. So show Robert some love and check his books out on Amazon and check him out on Facebook. Now, tomorrow night, what's tomorrow night? Saturday night here on Off the Chain at 8 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, we will have author Mitchell Levy on the show. He also, it's the first time he's been on the show, so tune in and show him some love. And Robert, don't hang up, but when the show goes dark, because some things I need to tell you after we get offline, but I do want to thank you so much for being on the show and for being so patient with me. And thank you for reading my book. That was an unexpected.
I support all authors. I support anyone, but the book is brilliant. The book is totally brilliant.
Thank you, darling. Now, you do know that if you go on the Investigation Discovery Channel, that you can...
I have seen the special. I have seen your special.
Okay. So you know what? There's two of them. I've been on there twice.
Wow. You can get around on TV.
Yeah. If I can find the first one, I'll send you the link. If I can remember what the name of it was. That was, oh, Lord, that was several years ago. So I'll see if I can hunt that one down and send you the link to so you can pull it up.
Yeah. I
see,
like
ladies
it very
and gentlemen,
much.
You are quite welcome. We learned so much on this show. That's why we call it Off the Chain. I want to thank each and every one of you. I want to thank Robert for being on the show. He's been such a wonderful, enlightening, educational guest and someone who's willing to talk about things that for most people they try to hide. I mean, we are flawed. Y'all know I'm flawed. Y'all have heard me stutter. Y'all have heard me forget my name half the time. But we are who we are. And in this day and age, when we accept ourselves, then we can accept each other, because all of us are on a journey, and on that journey we meet people, and once we have learned that we're okay the way we are, that we are enough, then it's easier for us to accept others on their journey and understand they are also enough and that they have a purpose. We all have a purpose in life. We're all part of that fabric of human nature. We're all the fabric of the past, present, and the future. So remember that as you go about your daily lives. And moms and dads, teach your children how to be tolerant, how to be patient, how to be kind, and how to help someone else on their journey. They're never too young to learn that. As a sibling of someone who was challenged, that was a difficult lesson for a lot of kids to learn who are friends, because if they made fun of our brother, there were five of us. And if they made fun of our brother, they had to deal with all of us. When you messed with one of us, you messed with all of us. So that's the way it should be. That lesson was handed down to my children, who handed it down to their children. You see how that works? It becomes generational. Negative and positive becomes generational. So while you're on this journey, remember this. People will forget your name. They will forget what you look like. They will forget what you're wearing. But they will never, ever, ever forget how you've made them feel. And it is my prayer that my guests that come on this show, and that the people who listen to this show all over the world, know you're the most important person in the room. And it is because of each and every one of you all that this show is successful. It is not because of me. So I want to thank you for that. But make someone else's day special. Also, if you want to achieve greatness, permission, because nobody's going to give it to you, go out and get it, whether it's garbage collector, rocket scientist, president, I don't care. Go out and get it, because no one is going to give you permission to be great. But before you go out and get it, you have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am special. Don't just feel special, be special, because each and every one of you are. And with that being said, I want to say thank you again to author Robert Thompson. It was his first time on the show. He did
thank
beautifully
you very much.
Out of him. You are welcome. And this is Off the Chain. I'm your host, Yvonne Mason, and we will be back tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time with author Mitchell Levy. So go and enjoy the rest of your evening and join us again tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock. Until then, Robert and I want to wish you all a most enjoyable weekend, and we say good night.
Good night. Hello?
Okay. We're now off the air. But anything we say is going to show up in the archive part of the show. But what I wanted to tell you is when I get off from here and the show goes into archives, once it archives, I'm going to put the link on my page and I am going to tag you in it. Take that link and send it out to everybody that you know so they can listen to the show. Tomorrow, I'm going to put it up on several podcasts. I will also post those links and tag you in them. Send them out to everybody you know.
Okay, cool.
That is how you get exposure.
Wow. Awesome.
All right, my darling.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome, and I will send you a date for next year, and we'll get you back on the show and see where you are in life.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed myself very much.
And it went by fast, too, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And you were nervous for nothing.
I talk about my work. It makes me happy.
Oh, there you go. All right, dear. And I will find that other segment on the ID channel and see if I can get it and send it to you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robert, and we'll talk later.
You too. Have a great one.
You too. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night. Bye.